You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, and we are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hornets unfortunately spoiled Trae Young's return to the Hawks last night, 133-126. Texas Longhorns defensive coordinator Pete Kwiatkowski has been fired, will be replaced by Will Muschamp. Missouri quarterback Bo Pribula has been informed the Missouri staff. He intends to enter the portal. He is not going to play in the Gator Bowl against Virginia. The Seahawks led the NFL. They do lead the NFL after an overtime comeback against the Rams, 38-37.
They were 0-155 when trailing in the fourth quarter by 16 points or more until last night.
Oh, wow.
And the Rams had lost once in their franchise history when leading by that amount, and that was in, like, 1992.
Wow.
Yeah. Dang.
Well, good stuff.
Before we get to this Falcons-Arizona game that we got a preview, we've had a few minutes here at Publix, and everyone pigged out. Let's go around the room.
Bro.
Confess what you have indulged upon.
All right, let me talk to y'all. Okay, come in here really closely, because this is the one thing that has approached Bretzel level for me since we've been going to Publix. It's called a Boar's Head Pitcraft turkey slider, Boar's Head Pitcraft turkey, cheddar jack cheese spread, barbecue sauce from Boar's Head and crispy onions, and it's like a steamed kind of bun kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I had one of those moments out in the middle where I looked like I was walking on hot coals. I was doing the happy feet thing, you know.
Yeah.
It was insane. So I could not possibly sign off on that more than what I just ate. It was so good.
But what did you just have?
Well, I had something better.
That's not possible.
I tried both, and it is possible. I had the jalapeno chicken slider, which is Boar's Head classic chicken, Boar's Head Havarti cheese, which I just realized that's what that was, Boar's Head Monterey Jack cheese, the Boar's Head bacon, and Boar's Head jalapenos, or you know, I added the Boar's Head part of that.
Well, and I basically took myself on a date because I had chocolate strawberries. Like, I have dark hummus, dark chocolate hummus from Boar's Head.
Yeah.
And the most perfect strawberries on the side. So, absolutely delicious.
Did y'all know that Havarti was a type of cheese? Be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No joke. No. We keep it in my house all the time to eat with roast beef.
Did you?
Yeah.
I also knew Havarti was a cheese.
It's a type of cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
It said that, and I go, ooh. And so...
You got the Google fingers going.
So I Google it, and I go, oh, it's cheese. Because I'm not a connoisseur of cheeses,
We actually are just randomly.
You're a Havarti family.
We keep Boar's Head Havarti in our house. Yeah. Hey. Havarti, we like to party. You know what I mean?
Well, if you want to come out and try some of this stuff alongside with us, it's 2451 Cumberland Parkway. The public's at Paces Ferry Center. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. Would love to meet you. Let's talk about this game this weekend, guys. You guys are going to kick off pregame at 2 o'clock on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Kickoff is 4:05. Gut feeling, how are you guys feeling about this matchup?
I don't know anymore, and I didn't have a feeling last week, and Mike had this nice little feeling, and I don't have a feeling this week. I think that they have things that make me nervous. Trey McBride makes me nervous. The guy's averaging over 100 yards a game, over 104 yards a game in two games against the Falcons. He's got 16 straight games where he's caught five or more passes, which is an NFL record, by the way.
Dang.
And Jacoby Brissett is, you know, whenever the Falcons – I told you guys, remember when I told y'all a while back that whenever the Braves face, like, a rookie pitcher, it always seems like we just – like, he just goes and has a Cy Young performance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way, like, backup quarterbacks have done traditionally against the Falcons. Defense. Now, a different Falcons defense this year, and at this point, Jacoby Brissett is and has played like the starter for this team with Kyler Murray out the rest of the year. But it's a game that lines up well. Their offensive line's given up 47 sacks. We've got 48.
And they had three linemen who did not practice yesterday.
Yeah, and they've committed 28 holding calls. All these things go into this thought that it feels good for us, right?
Yeah.
Therefore, I feel terrible about it.
I was going to say. The problem is that when you have these situations, that we do this every Friday during football season, we sit in here and break down the game, and we talk about, you know, stats and sacks and protections and tight ends and whatever else. And then without fail, it comes down to a missed field goal, a kickoff return, a pass interference penalty. It's like, okay, didn't see that one coming. And that's what really stinks about breaking down some of these games. And, you know, I wanted to dive into it a little bit further, and I came up with this stat because I think that the first half of the season, remember how we talked about it, how good the Falcons had been at limiting explosive plays. We talked to Dave Archer about it multiple times, which, by the way, ding, he'll be on with us in just about an hour. I hadn't seen that lately, and so I kind of dug into this, and I wanted to get a stat about the explosive plays. Through the first 8 weeks of the season, Atlanta was allowing 2.1 explosive plays a game, or plays of 20 yards or more. Since then, they've averaged 4.7 per game of 20 yards or more since week 9, and that's 29th in the league. They've been really bad. Before that, they were second in the league. Since week 9, they've been 29th in the league in that category, and that's been frustrating to watch. So I talked about it yesterday. Trey McBride is going to catch a screen, probably multiple, and you've got to be able to tackle him and attack that screen game while also rushing the passer. If you can do that, I feel really good about where this team is at. But this is a team that is going to come out and nickel and dime you, and then they're going to hope that one of these plays breaks out and goes the distance or at least gets big chunk yardage. We've got to be able to stop that defensively, even if it is a Kobe Bryant at the corner position.
Yeah, I do worry about Kobe Bryant. I've had some interaction with him. He's a really good dude. He's young, and he's got a really good personality, and one of those ones that he believes in himself, and I like that. I did get to spend a little bit of time with him this season on the road, and I just think he's a really cool cat. I hope he grows into this because I think he can be really good. But they can't allow him to play the same technique that we talked about earlier in the week that he played with guys like Mike Evans on him. I will say, real quick, you talk about special teams issues. Did you see the line from Rashid Shaheed last night after the game? Because he returned the big punt, which helped get mm-hmm. them back in the game for Seattle. And he goes, yeah, we saw a hole that we thought we could exploit in their return game. And he returns the punt, which is his second in like 3 weeks because he had a kickoff return.
I was going to say.
Against us.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, man, that's so cool to read that about someone else. but those are the issues. I remember being out there a few years ago. I think it was 19. And, you know, you're supposed to win the game. You go to Arizona, and Kyler Murray starts kind of having one of those days that he has had against the Falcons in the past. But you still, all you got to do is kick an extra point and you win the game. and you don't.
Yeah.
You end up losing the game, and I remember –
it was Kyler's first game back from the ACL.
No, this was before that.
Okay.
I know that okay. was 23,
yeah.
the one you're talking about, which we lost in similar fashion.
Yeah.
But I just remember, you know, Matt Bryant was still on the team, and him being kind of – everybody – that was the decline of Matt Bryant. And it was just like we've found ways to lose games to this team in ways that we never should have lost because it feels like we're always seemingly better than them for the most part. And you got to go out. You just got to find a way. And look, I know we talked earlier about the Belichick, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I do believe that how we finish this season is important for the future of coaching staff up. Or you could say front office down. Either way. But I do believe it's important. I feel like this is the game you're supposed to win. I don't care if you're 5-9 or not.
Yeah.
So go win it. And figure out a way offensively to get, you know, with Drake seemingly he's going to be back, get Drake going, get Bijan going. Bijan Robinson is averaging 132.7 yards a game from scrimmage. Okay? He's already eclipsing yards from scrimmage that he had last year.
I was going to say, I think he leads the NFL in yards from scrimmage.
He does, 1,858. So get him going. He doesn't have to have 100 and 100, but, you know, like he did last week where he had 90 and 95 and 80-something. That is – and you were still able to get Pitts. See, Kyle Pitts' game last week is overshadowed. Bijan absolutely abused the defense that's held him in check in Tampa Bay.
Yep. That was the side of headache gate just a couple of years ago for his rookie year. Did you also see, speaking of Kyle Pitts, did you see Jonathan Gannon came out and was like, you know, they use Kyle Pitts in really creative ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, boy, he's only been watching the last 2 weeks of film. I'm like, you might want to go back to like the first 10 weeks, Gannon. It's been funny. It was funny to hear that from another coach saying that. I was like, man, that's interesting.
See, I think that I wonder if we went back and watched every – if you and I went back and watched every route, I don't know how we would do this because it would be really hard and be very time-consuming and probably not worth our time. But if we went back and watched every route that Kyle Pitts ran, I wonder how much – differently, I know, take away the routes that he probably ran that Drake would normally run, but just take away those extra ones that he got, and I wonder how differently he did get used. Because I'm not sure he got used as differently as we think, but it was that he got used more, he had more opportunities, and there were times where he got lined up, and he got, you know when you go to a buffet and you eat, and your stomach starts expanding. I think his stomach got bigger, man. And he just kept eating, and that was the beauty of it. But the guy's averaging 7 targets a game, so it's not like they're not dialing him up. He's probably averaging, if I've got to do the math, but behind Drake, he's averaging the most targets a game on this team. I would say it's very safe to say.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I have a very basic question for you guys because we've seen Kirk Cousins kind of having a viral moment this week when he was breaking down the offense.
Yeah.
How bad, after seeing that, after everyone's praising him, do you want him to go out and just have a game?
I first of all, I always wanted him to go out and have a game.
Of course.
I think it's cool, and it shows you how important it is to develop quarterbacks, in my opinion, listening to him talk. And, you know, a lot is made about Michael Penix and what is Michael Penix's future. You just cannot – you can't just make that kind of stuff up. Kirk has seen it. He's seen the progression. He's seen how things have changed all the way back to his time in college at Michigan State, and he's been able to really overcome a lot of those differences. And, you know, he had to climb the depth chart back in college, and he's done that throughout his career. He got drafted in the same draft as Robert Griffin. He's always been kind of in these situations, and it just shows you how sometimes, and Bo brings it up all the time because Tom Brady and whoever else has said this, he's got the answers to the test. The fine line of quarterback is to age enough to be able to figure it out while also still having enough youth to be able to get it done. Mm-hmm. And really, it's hard to find that crossroads at times.
I would just say this. I don't know whether Michael Penix is the guy or not. I can't answer that question of what he'll be in 5 years. But what I'll tell you is last night, you watched two guys that the organizations that drafted them gave up on them. And they threw for like 900 yards combined. Sam Darnold is on like his 6th organization, and – he's probably about to get broke off in Seattle financially. So, but when you want to give up on quarterbacks that have played 13 or 14 games and make definitive statements that they're not the guy, you should probably check yourself. But I do want Kirk to go have a good game because people were killing him when he was playing good and the team was losing. And look what he's doing. He's gotten back to a form that I don't think any of us thought he might be at again.
And we'll continue to talk about the Falcons-Cardinals matchup. We're going to have Dave Archer on at 8:20 to talk about it. But like we mentioned earlier, the chase to the college football championship starts tonight. There is no better place to catch all the action than Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Join us today starting at 11 a.m. for a doubleheader broadcast with Andy and Randy, followed by Dukes and Bell. They'll be setting the stage for the Friday night's first postseason game while also enjoying all the eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. That's a special doubleheader of Andy and Randy, followed by Dukes and Bell today at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up, Puka Nacua. He's had quite a week. We're going to get into all the shenanigans that have been happening next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Shenanigans.
Good.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center. Gordon's hanging out here with us. Dylan is back at the station. We are pigging out at Publix, and today I learned you can turn boar's head hummus into pasta sauce. They just taught me how to do it.
I got educated as well. The Havarti cheese and the mac and cheese. Come on.
Yeah.
What's going down?
There's educational stuff going on out here at Publix. If you want to come out and see us, the address is 2451 Cumberland Parkway. And we have Play-Doh hanging around, the Publix mascot, if you would like to bring the kiddos by.
I was going
to
say, we're kind of tucked back here just a little bit, kind of duck your head around the corner, but we're very friendly if you want to come hang out. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid. Don't walk by. Just come hang out, and we'll chop it up.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey iHeart or TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bo, have you tried anything else? Are you still munching on your slider?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still I am. The jalapeno chicken slider was phenomenal. I did not know that it would be that good. It's got the bacon on it, too. I mean, I love anything with bacon, so it is phenomenal. I also had some chocolate donuts, which are really good, too, by the way. Their donuts are so soft.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so fresh.
We're here early when they're super, super, super fresh.
So. I know. I love Publix's food. I wonder if they're getting any of those loaded tater tots back there.
If Publix was only a restaurant, I would still shop here.
Well,
that's true.
I've heard you can come on a date here, but I've never tried it. But this is a nice area. That one in Buckhead, man, you can go sit at the
there's a little bar.
Yeah, and the pizza bar, the sushi bar, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in. Like, I told you. I'm a Publix guy.
Well, we will be out here until 9 a.m. Again, it's the Publix at Paces Ferry Center. Now, let's talk about Puka Nacua. Crazy game last night. The Seahawks lead the NFL after an overtime comeback against the Rams, 38-37. Seahawks forced an overtime after overcoming a 16-point deficit. Now, Puka Nacua has apologized, but there have been some things going on this week. He did not apologize about the comments about the refs that we discussed yesterday on the show, but the anti-Semitic dance on the live stream that he was on, PR-wise, Puka's had a rough couple of days. Here is Matt Stafford on what's been going on with Puka this week.
I don't want to speak for him. Like I said, I haven't listened to it or seen it or whatever it is. You know, I just know that I was focused as much as I could. To get ready to play this game as fast as I possibly could. I feel like a lot of guys on our team were in that boat, you know, to try and do that.
Yeah, weird week for the Nacua family as a whole. Brother had the thing with the car theft, auto, grand theft auto, I guess, as you could say. Nacua, the refs, and then the dance. And then last night he tweets about the refs again and says, see, tell me I'm wrong or something like that. And then he deletes it. Sean McVay gets asked about the tweet at the press conference. And all that said, he went out and played a hell of a game, over 150 yards. There seems to be – I remember when – and I'm not comparing the two, so just stop short of that. But there, I remember when Antonio Brown came in the league and he was like a fifth or sixth round guy, and he makes the big catch in the playoff game, right? And it was kind of his coming out party, and Antonio Brown became one of the best receivers in the league, and Puka came in year one, instantly became one of the best players in the league in the absence of Cooper Kupp and caught over 100 passes. And now he's starting to jaw a little bit and do stupid stuff, and more attention is now coming to his off-the-field stuff than his on-the-field stuff, even though he's playing lights out. I hope it kind of stops here, and I hope he kind of gets under control, because I just get tired of great receivers who seem like great stories becoming divas.
I'm with you on that, man. You know, I saw the video and everything that comes along with it. I do believe him when he says he, you know, wasn't familiar that, you know, it was an issue and everything like that. I think it, you know, it's one of those things you've probably seen 100 times, but in the year 2025, mm-hmm. that it's just not one of those things you can go with. So I'm with you. I'd love to see it quiet down, but man, he's so good. He's so good to see him go out and continue to play like that. It's just impressive to see him on the field. You hope that he's able to get everything else kind of corralled for sure.
Well, the Tampa Bay Bucs will be taking on the Panthers this weekend.
Big one. Big one. They'll play this weekend. They'll play other teams next weekend and then have the finale, the season finale against one another. Tied at the top of the division right now, obviously. So a lot on the line between these two teams over the next 3 weeks. I personally have no idea what to expect in this matchup this weekend. I've been, I kind of mulled it over, watching stuff yesterday. They're picking, you know, this defensive line or this offensive line or this run game. I have no idea. I have no idea what to expect. I will say, Bo, and you'll fall in line with this, it's been interesting to me the way Dave Canales, for I think maybe the first time in his career, has got the run game going in Carolina. And now Tampa seems to be struggling in that aspect with some of the injuries they've had. So it's going to be a very interesting matchup, and I'm not sure which way it's going to tilt one way or the other.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going to go, is that can they get the run game going against what one point in time was one of the best run defenses in the league this year and now has struggled last 2 weeks. Quarterback play is going to be really big too. Can you know, Baker Mayfield seemingly – makes plays when needed. I know that we kind of kept him from doing it last week and even made a play on him when he was trying to make one, and the offered interception, which turned – that was the turning of the worm in that game, so to speak. But I just wonder if Bryce Young can take that next step. And look, he's done a really good job of taking what teams have given him, and that's how they've played this year with their run game. But eventually, if you're going to make a run in Carolina, eventually the quarterback's got to go win a game for you. And not saying that he hasn't. I haven't watched every game they played, so forgive me if you're a Panthers fan. This is Falcons country, but appreciate you listening. But I need to see, he's going to have to win one of these two games, I think, and if they're going to take this division.
I agree with you. And it's, you know, Baker has not played great, but they are almost fully back at the wide receiver position, depending on what's going on with Mike Evans. So it's going to be a really good few matchups to watch the end of the year.
Now, we've all been following the Phillip Rivers story coming back to the NFL after a 5-year hiatus. I think it has a lot of people wondering whether they could do it or not. And of course, Tom Brady thinks he could.
Would you be ready to go right now?
I'd whoop right now.
Would you really?
Absolutely. I could go out there and play. Give me a month. I mean, I could go play with anybody.
Seriously? 31 days.
And like I said, I took care of my body great. I mean, everything is, I could do it all. And I just, you know, what I wouldn't want to do is make the commitment to play. Because it's like, I would say, it's like basketball season. Do you really want to commit to playing 82 games? That takes a lot of training. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
But if you could come back for just the finals.
Okay, yeah, for just the finals.
Okay, so this is one of those cuts where you read the description and then you hear the cut and you're like, oh, those are two different cuts in my mind. Because originally I read it as, well, just give me a month. And I was like, nah, man, hell, Phillip Rivers, he didn't get a month. He got like a day. He got a text and he was like, yeah, I'll do it.
He got a dadgummit, let's do it.
But that's Tom Brady. That's why Tom Brady was is considered, if not the greatest of all time, is because he's like, absolutely, right now, I could go out right now and play. Now, give me a month, and I'm gonna be back to Hall of Fame, best in the league. But I do believe if the Colts would have called Tom Brady, he could have went out there and probably thrown for 250. Because for one, he's not been out of the league that long, and two, he was always in better shape than Phillip Rivers in the NFL part of the career. And that's not a knock on Phillip Rivers. That's just a difference in how people, you know, what their goals were.
It's weird because – and how old is Tom now? 46, 47?
No, he played till he's 45, so he's probably 48. Because this is his third year out of the league.
I'm going to say 47. I'm going to gamble on 47. Anyways, isn't it weird, though? Like, I feel like if any other 47-year-old were to say something like that, I would sit there and go, nah, man, you've lost your mind. The fact that Tom Brady says it, I go, yeah, he's probably right. I'm tempted to believe Tom Brady that he could give him a month. He could lead a playoff run. So
turned 48 in August. Thank you, Dylan.
Do you think he could do it in 2 years? Could he do it when he's 50?
Yeah, if he continues to live his life the way he is. Remember, this is a guy that
he'll only eat half a banana because there's too much sugar.
Yeah,
like, that's crazy.
I mean, we've seen him publicly. We only know of him being drunk like maybe 3 times in his NFL career, one of which was after that. When he threw the Lombardi in the water.
Gasparilla, wasn't it? I think it was.
Well, crazy. It was the Super Bowl parade, but it was at where they held the Gasparilla
and
stuff.
It totally looked like a freshman in college learning how to drink for the first time.
Yeah, one thing I'm better than Tom Brady at, drinking.
For sure.
Coming up, Bo and Mike have some picks to make, and it's Fair or Foul Friday. I'm not bringing the vibes down. It's just that time of year where these things start pumping up, Mike. Fair or Foul, there will be at least 7 NFL head coaches that lose their jobs after this season. Fair or Foul, that's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center. Dylan is hanging back at the station, and Gordon is out here keeping us on air this morning. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. I feel like you guys are picking out lunch right
well,
now.
Well, Gordon might cater an event with the Boar's Head people right now. He done got a brochure brought to him. He's looking at platter sizes and everything. So he got bit by the turkey slider bug, too.
Guess we know Christmas dinner at the Robinson household.
I mean, how convenient would that be, though, that you just pick up the turkey sliders and you serve them out on Christmas Day?
Bro, I got news for you. I might pick up the turkey sliders and leave them in my outside fridge so nobody else knows they're there and just go one at a time, like every 30 minutes.
I actually do stuff like that.
I do, too.
You shouldn't joke about it.
I
actually do. I feel guilty sometimes because I'll hide food. Like, I'll bring stuff downstairs, and, like, Amy was watching a football game with me one Saturday, and I have one of those coffee tables that open up.
Yeah.
And I opened
turned
it up.
Turned into like a TV tray I
kind of blanked that she was down there. And I opened it up and grabbed like an oatmeal cream pie out of it and put it back down. And she goes, oh, so you hiding food down here?
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah. I was like, I'm hiding place.
I went to a fast food joint. I won't say the name of it. I went to a fast food joint the other day for lunch. And I threw the trash away in the outside trash can. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want my wife to open up the
I've done that before.
I didn't want her to open. And sure enough, bro, she went and threw something away in the outside trash can. She's like, huh, where does bag come from? I'm like, I don't know, man. Somebody must have just been walking down the street, dropped the trash off. I don't know what happened, babe.
I'm also guilty of this, too. Anytime I, like, get some food and I didn't want Simone to know I get it, like, when I get into our apartment parking garage, I take it to like the big trash where you're only supposed to really dump like household bags of trash. I just throw it down the chute.
That's what a gas station stop is for. When you got to fill up, you just get rid of all the fast food bags. I mean, I stop for emotional support French fries a lot, so I have to hide those bags. All right, Dylan, can you refresh our memory? We got to make some picks for this weekend. Refresh our memory on Mike and Bo's records.
Absolutely will, Allie. Just got to set the mood first.
Thank you.
All right. Records right now. Mike, you went 1-2 this past this last weekend, and you are at 35-28-1. Bo, you went 2-1. As I told you, I corrected my little error that I had in the last week. You are at 33-31 overall. So, Mike, 35-28-1. Bo, you are 33-21. Mike, 1-2 last week. Bo, 2-1 last week.
I'm 33 and 31, right?
33 and 31, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, did I say 33 and 1? I'm just having brain farts all around. Well, 33 and 31, yes.
I was
yes.
like, man, that's a good record. I'll take it.
Best picking show on the station.
All right, well, let's move on to today's picks. Of course, we got to start with this one. Number 9, Alabama at number 8, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is favored by 1.5. The over-under is 40.5. Mike, we'll start with you because I think we know what you're going to pick here.
Well, Oklahoma's really good. And you know, if you think, Allie, that I'm going to step on here. No, I'm just kidding. I actually am going to take the over in this game. I'm going to take the over. It's 40.5. It's low for a reason. Two really good defenses, two offenses that have struggled recently. But given the extra week to get healthy on both sides, 2 weeks if you're in Oklahoma's favor, and the quarterbacks, the game plans, everything that goes along with that, I'm going to take the over 40.5.
It's funny. I was looking at this game, and I hate lines that are like 1.5 because it's essentially a pick 'em at that point for me. I don't know how you feel about those games, Mike, but to me, when it's like a point.
Yeah, you're
half,
like, what are the odds it's going to be a field goal?
When I saw the 40.5, I said that's probably too accurate of an over under. But I do think a couple weeks getting healthy. I think you give Kalen DeBoer a couple weeks prepare. He and Ryan Grubb can try to, and this is, it's not the first time they've seen this Oklahoma defense.
Mm-hmm.
I like the over as well, believe it or not. I actually think that's a pretty solid line there. They didn't do you any justice with the spread, so they gave you an over that you could beat.
Let's move on to number 10, Miami, at number 7, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is favored by 3.5. Over-under is 48.5.
Yeah, I don't know about this one because I feel like this game is going to be really good, and it's going to be a trench game. Technically, I think Miami has the best player offensively in this game, which is Malachi Toney. He might be one of the best players offensively in the nation, but I love Cassius Howell and A&M's defensive front. I think Carson Beck is – I was texting with a buddy of mine who's a Miami fan, and he was like, what do you think? And I said, I think Carson Beck's a really good player. The problem I have with him is he makes mistakes that he shouldn't make, and and his leadership comes into kind of question when those things happen. I'm taking A&M in the points.
Interesting. I'll just go quick. I'm going to take the under in this game. This just smells like a 17-10 matchup to me. We talked about those defensive fronts. I think both quarterbacks get sacked a few times in this game. I think it's just an absolute rock fight at some point. 48.5 is way too many. Give me the under in this one.
All right, moving over to the NFL, we've got Packers at Bears. Chicago is favored by 1.5. Over-under is 46.5.
I'll go first. Give me the freaking Bears minus the 1.5 points. This is a prove-it game for Chicago. All this talk about Indiana and whatever else it is going on out there. They have played such a good brand of football here recently. Give me the Bears minus 1.5.
Yeah, I'm going against you on this one. I know that Micah Parsons is out. I still ain't like the Packers. The Bears have been winning games. They're essentially a 7-4 team, and they were able to beat the teams they were supposed to beat, which is something we have a conversation about in this city seemingly every freaking year. That's the difference in the Bears being 7-4 and what, 10-3, 11-3, whatever they are. They're really good, but I think the Packers are better. I'm taking the Packers have a better quarterback, and I think they have a better overall team. I'll take the Packers in that 1.5.
All right, in the game we just talked about, the Bucs at Panthers. Tampa is favored by 3. Over-under is 45.5.
It's simple for me. Take the over. 45.5. You look at the points scored that they allowed Atlanta to score last week. Dave Canales kind of knows how – he kind of knows this Todd Bowles, what he wants to do, vice versa, right? So, but I really like the over in this game.
This one's Tampa all day for me. Tampa minus the 3 points. It's a 3-point spread on the road for a reason. They're getting healthy. I think that they probably deserve to win that game. At the end of the day, last week against us, I didn't get it done. I think this is a team that's going to probably hit a little bit of a stretch run here. Give me Tampa minus the 3 points.
Okay, how about my not-so-rando pick of the week?
Oh, God.
Kennesaw State against Western Michigan today in Myrtle Beach in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Western Michigan is favored by 3. Over-under is 47.5.
Well, I think Western Michigan, with all due respect, can get bent. I'm going to take Kennesaw State in the points because, you know, hoo-de-hoo.
Yeah.
Lance Taylor is the head coach of Western Michigan, and he's actually a buddy of mine. He was one of our GAs at Alabama. He went to Alabama. He was an analyst. He was a GA.
He was everything.
He was everything else coming in that one. So I'm actually going to side with him in this one. I'll take Western Michigan.
All right.
Of course you would.
Quick reminder that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live football action this holiday season. Join us tomorrow at 4:30 for an NFL doubleheader with the Eagles at the Commanders in Game 1, followed by the Packers at the Bears in Game 2. It's all brought to you by the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov. That's holiday season football with the NFL doubleheader starting tomorrow at 4:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is time for Fair Foul Friday, even though Dylan probably played the wrong intro on the way in and had to double back on that. I do appreciate him finally getting it right. Just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up Fair Foul Friday is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations.
Fair or foul, Kirk Cousins will be our starting QB next season, at least for a couple games.
Well, you just right out of the gate.
Jumped in.
Right out of the
jumped
gate.
Jumped in.
Foul. Foul. I don't see a world in which they just let this quarterback situation linger another year, no matter who the head coach is. I just cannot imagine that Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix, the tango that is, just keeps going.
I think it could definitely depend on who's here. I just think it's foul.
Okay.
There's two. The cap hit is 57. That's not the dead, but it's the cap hit, which means that's what he counts against you if he's on your roster. And I don't know how you can do that and try to field a team good enough to win.
Okay. We got to get this one straight because a lot of people are going to be traveling over the holidays. So fair or foul, if you recline your seat on an airplane, you are automatically the villain.
I'll start. That's foul. You can recline, but you need to recline with what's that word? Just be courteous when you recline. Like, look back. How big's the guy? Or gal? Where are their knees at? A slight recline. Sitting straight up is kind of hard for some people. My back is not one that's made to sit straight up the whole time. So a slight recline is still a recline. Just remember that.
Allie, last time I was on a flight, I always try to fly with the premium, not mm-hmm. first class, but the one behind that where there's kind of bigger seats.
Comfort,
that's right. I always try to fly. The last time I was not in comfort, the gentleman in front of me thought his chair was jammed because it wouldn't go backwards. It turns out it was my knee that was the reason he couldn't. And he tried a solid 10 times to get his chair unjammed. Dude, just like Bo said, be wary of it. Know who's behind you. I can't say it's fair because I think there are certain instances where if there's a baby behind you, then sure, just go ahead and recline your chair if you want to. But just know what's going on around you, man.
Can I say this real quick too? Like, I don't like the guy that or gal, the person that just presses and just
bam.
Yeah,
that is a villain because regardless, you don't know what if they have it. You just
yeah, their food's on your chair.
Yeah,
dude.
Be mindful that there is someone behind you. But that there is a recline button on there for a reason. Yeah. Now, if you take your shoes off, we're going to fight.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I've never reclined my seat on a plane ever. Not once. Ever. Okay. Fair or foul, there will be at least 7 NFL head coaches that lose their jobs after the season.
I did the math. You're up first.
No. I want you. You sounded, when she said this earlier, you sounded really set
ready.
In your opinion. Yeah.
So there's already been, by my numbers, what we know that the Titans – and the Giants have already fired their head coaches.
Correct.
I could see the Cardinals firing theirs. I could see – I don't know what's going to happen in Cleveland, but that could be one maybe. I don't believe the Raiders will. We have new head coaches in a couple of cities, the teams that are doing bad. I think 4, maybe 5 tops.
Really? What about – do you see Pete Carroll?
No, I don't because unless he quits – I don't think he's going to be fired. I think you got to give a guy like Pete Carroll more than 1 year.
I don't know. To me, when he took over, it wasn't like a 1 year thing. They tried to remake. I think it's going to be more than 4 or 5, but I don't know that it gets a 7. Give me right on the dot at like 6. I think we're going to pull right underneath that. I think there's going to be
fair
like
or foul.
I think there's going to be right at like a Zach Taylor. It's foul. Okay. I said we're not going to get to 7. I don't know.
You just didn't say
that.
You just didn't say it.
It's 4 or 5. That's what I was told a minute ago.
Bowen might stake Shapiro on you there,
yeah,
Mike.
Fair or foul.
He did.
Buy or sell.
Fair or foul. The next two Fridays will not be the same without a Publix morning shift show.
Oh, it is going to be. That's the day after Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
And after New Year's.
Yeah, I'm going to probably still have to roll up and pick out a pretzel and maybe some turkey sliders. It's still going down. Sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'll have to go see Miss Pearl at the Town Lake Publix and make it right.
We've just kind of made this our home on Fridays to stop by a Publix, so it will be weird the next two Fridays not being out here. But coming up, we do have the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I believe we just stumbled onto an interesting topic. Do you hide food from your significant other? Do you stop by fast food on the way home and you throw it away before they can find out?
What things do you hide from your significant other? How about that?
Yes. Do you recline on a plane?
Don't make it weird, people.
The little Debbie Christmas trees that I got from Publix the other day, they're hidden.
And what do you expect this weekend in Arizona? Call us now, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next. Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.